Hi, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast.
You lose focus, care. No lose focus. That's all, my G. How far? Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. I don't know what time you're listening to me from. My name is still Abiola Adoragbemi. It has not changed, and I want to welcome you to my podcast, right? Shaking tables with AA. I should probably put some sort of applause effect here because, you know, we deserve all of the accolades. And I say we because it's me and you. Me and you deserve these accolades, my G, right? But basically, for the first timers that tune in, right, this podcast is about young people. This podcast is about talking about stuff that happens in the life of young people that I know that, you know, it's not just exclusive to yourself. Some of these things that you think that you're the only one that are going through, my G, we have plenty. And honestly, I came to, you know, we devised a way to talk about this thing such that we provide solutions to some of these problems that you desperately yearn for. And I feel one problem that, you know, everybody talks about or everybody is, you know, experiencing at this point in their lives is the problem of cakes and birthday. You know, there's some guys that, you know, often do money cakes for their girlfriend, and, you know, they do a whole lot of surprise. And today we are going to be talking about whether or not cakes are important for birthdays, cakes are good for birthdays and stuff like tea. Today's episode is madly packed with amazing crews, and if you can hear from the sound of my voice, I am really super chill. That's because money just entered my account, right? I'm just kidding. Shame people cannot even know where somebody is playing. People like money too much. But then if you want to send money to my account, I don't mind, because, you know, I don't get paid to podcast. I just, you know, I'm doing it from the goodness of my heart, because I like to be giving people good gist. Right? So anyways, we're going to go to the collaboration. Now, if you remember from the last episode, I mentioned we are starting a new collaboration with Grace Countdown. And what she basically does is just like Nida Top 10 Countdown. She drops Top 10 Countdown on AudioMac. So what you need to do is just go to AudioMac and check out Grace Countdown and listen to this particular song that I'm going to add to my vibe segment. It's called Belema. It's all the way from Ryan. I'm not being paid to do publicity. This is a good song. Like, I know you like good music, and I'm doing it from the goodness of my heart, right? So yeah, back to today's episode, right? I purposely brought in a cake expert, a confectionery expert, a pastries expert to come and tell us whether or not cakes are good. You know, she dropped a whole lot of wonderful quotes and insights, whether, you know, maybe people should be eating cake, maybe too much of cake is not good and stuff. And really, you would not want to miss this episode for nothing. So if you think that you are losing interest, jazz up. Not lose focus, because today's episode is going to be a cruise. Alright, so before we go on, you know that good stuff that you used to do as you're listening to me right now, just take a screenshot and share on your status, or share on your Instagram timeline, your Twitter timeline, actually your Instagram story, tag me, share on your WhatsApp status, let others know that this podcast is really amazing. And with that said, I want to let you know that you should stay tuned, don't go nowhere, and enjoy the podcast we have for you today.
Tune into the King of Sounds and Blues.
Dr. Dollar Entertainment.
I start conversation. I keep a different situation. Yeah, my blood elevation. She come down.
I like it when you look at me. You make me feel some type of way. I think I'm falling totally.
Hi, my name is Fumbi.
Okay, so hi everyone, my name is Abiola Adoragbemi, and I want to welcome you to my podcast. I know it's another week of amazing crews. Like my guest said, her name is Fumbi, but she's not audible enough, right? I don't think she was audible enough. Or did you hear that? You did not hear it. Don't go and use fine girl voice to cover face. So I'll need you to do an introduction again, and we'll just kick off what we have for today. Okay,
my name is Fumbi.
That's not your real voice. Your voice is manly. I know your voice is very manly. That's the voice.
My name is Fumbi.
Okay, all right. So who is Fumbi?
I'm a student of the Federal University of Agriculture, Abeokuta, and I'm a baker.
Okay, interesting. Yeah, baker. Who is, wait, calm down. What did baker used to do first of all? Because honestly, I have to be very honest, not everybody knows who a baker is. Or, and I'm not trying to like, you know, sound sarcastic. It's really, not everybody knows who a baker is, because okay, you could bake a whole lot of stuff. You could bake bread, you could bake what else can we bake now? You can bake plenty of things. So what do you bake?
I bake cakes and other pastries.
Ah, first of all, of all, we like say pastries or confectionaries.
Pastries.
Okay. Of all pastries, why did you like decide to go for cakes? Because I know like for everything that all of us is to do like this, there's always a story behind it. For me, that I'm into content creation, before I went to content creation, there's a story behind it. There's a very, very long list. Maybe all these people later. But then for you to go into cakes of all pastries, why? What was the story behind that?
Okay, I really did not want to go into cake. Not like I planned it, but I had prior knowledge about it. And okay,
let me first stop. Nobody is for me here. All of us, we are ass on this street. So let's do normal. Let's be calming down. We should do normal. Okay. Oh yeah, go on.
Okay. When I was in my ND, I offered a course. Think of home management or something. Yes, I studied nutrition and dietetics in my ND. So the course was more like going to the kitchen. After our theory classes, we have practicals like twice in a week. So we go to the kitchen, cook food, bake different things, different cocktails, different cakes. So from there, I think my interest developed more.
Okay, so basically you went for cake because let's say you were studying something related and you just sparked your attention one day, like an epiphany, like you just dawned on you that yes, I'm very good at baking, that kind
like,
of thing.
I can actually do this thing.
Okay,
but
okay.
I didn't really want to go into it like business
professionally. You just wanted to like bake for the family members
something
and all
like that.
Okay, sounds fine. That sounds fine. Now, there's a place, plenty gist in this cake thing. Like, this cake is a very, very full-blown controversial topic. And we're going to discuss that one after the other, because today's topic is going to be very, very, very amazing, right? So, if you look at cakes, right, there's a whole lot of types of cake. And I'm not going to go into all of that scenario, because I know that nobody cares about the type of cake. All of us try to eat cake and it needs to be sweet in our mouths. So I'm going to go into the occasions in which we eat cake or in which cakes are needed. Before we recorded this episode, Fumbi made a quote that sounded smart and it made me feel like she had sense. So I want her to repeat the quote. I want her to repeat the quote so that you will judge whether she has sense truly or she's just trying to form. So what's that quote?
Okay, I said a party without a cake is just a meeting.
Okay. So there's nothing bad with meetings, because this is like a meeting. Like you came
yes,
to my
and we
house.
Have a cake here.
Ooh, okay. okay, that's pretty much smooth.
I have sense.
True. But then I'm not giving people cake. It's only me that with the cake. You can just salivate it from your house. But then now several occasions in which people get cake, people, you know, get served cake. What are the occasions in which you think, you know, there's birthdays, there's what else do I know? There's weddings, you know, fill me in now.
Naming ceremony
for
yes.
cake.
Housewarming.
For cake?
Yes.
Wait, like people actually place orders for this kind of stuff. Like, okay, I want to propose to my girlfriend now.
Yeah, sure. Why not? Makes the atmosphere, you know.
Ah! Okay, so you're telling me that there'll be cake for my chick now?
You don't know.
Like, for real?
Oh, yes. Matric convocation.
So calm down. Let's be serious now. Can it be you bake cake for matric? Then you don't have convoke, because there's nothing like convocate. All of you that not go to school, there's nothing like convocate. It's convoke actually. So you say you now bake cake for matric. You did all everything. You went for photo shoot and you don't have convoke.
It doesn't matter.
It matters. So.
Okay, what if you make cake and all surprises for your girlfriend and you later did not marry her?
Did not burn her well. That should we say no? Or me or not? Did not burn her. Hey, me. You don't know. Wait, ordinary that I'm asking babe to that. Let's befriend ourselves. That kind of thing. You not tell me no. Hey God. Even okay, then let us talk about that one. It's a personal matter. But then tell me or tell someone to marry me, you tell me no with all this. And first of all, I hate outside proposals. Probably we'll talk about that topic some other day. But we're talking about cakes and the occasions in which cakes are used, right? So we mentioned weddings, we mentioned birthdays, we mentioned matrix convocations, and a whole lot of other seemingly simple events that cakes can fly, right? So we're going to mostly talk about birthdays because all of us in Nigeria like this, we know that birthday la wan je cake gone. But the sad thing is that some of us, even birthday, we don't used to eat cake, and it's very sad. Like, I have to tell you, for over 20 years of my life, I have not gotten a birthday cake. No, that one is not. Wait, calm down. I know you're going to bring up an argument on that, and okay. I'm not going to. I mean, somebody will just say, Adura, let me surprise you. But then, that one was like foil cake now. Does it count? It does
cake
not
is
count.
Cake.
No, I mean actual cake.
Okay.
I mean actual cake that you do, you wrap it inside that nylon, you do surprise, that kind of. No, but if it's my sister, hi, that last baby, Jesus is Lord. Even my mom, see, gone. Oduma, what are you using with cake? We that we are young boy that it's us that you marry last. You not give us cake. Reason us to do alcohol. But really, it's been, instinctively in us that this is our generation that for birthdays there must be cake. And for some people that want to take to the extreme, there must be photo shoot, right? But then do you think that cake are pretty much necessary? Cakes are necessary for birthdays? Because in my opinion, I have plenty controversial opinion. And some might call it toxic. That's why I don't exactly like spill a whole lot of things that goes on in my head. But then, what do you think, Fumbi?
Cakes are necessary, but if you can't get it, it's not compulsory.
Like, say for example, now, I'm a guy. I want to surprise my girlfriend on her birthday. And I have the resources to get it. But I just don't exactly like the ideas of cake. And my girlfriend is kind of a person that likes cake. So what do you think I should do? Because me, I personally don't like cake.
Satisfy her needs.
Omo.
I like.
First of all, there's a point to that, but I'm not going to. for the real G's, I understand.
Yeah, I've spoiled.
You guys are. You guys. You're my man. you have to satisfy her need. Okay, but really, cakes are a whole lot of stuff, right? And I think that as much as you want to celebrate a special person, girlfriend, mom, sis, brother, dad, all of that, and you want to show love on their birthdays, I'm of the opinion in which you can show love some other way other than cake. Don't get me wrong, cakes are sweet, they're amazing. The sad thing is that, which leads me to my next point, ladies get more cakes than guys. Am I yes or yes?
Yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Before you want to tell me that, you want to tell me nonsense.
I'm arguing.
Uh-huh. Ladies get more cakes than guys on their birthdays. And I mentioned earlier that my sister, on her last birthday, maybe she's listening to this girl, she got about 3 cakes, like 2 big cakes and cupcakes, like 2 different packs. I'm like, first of all, you eat this cake, it will be tire you. And cake cannot last more than how many days now?
If not refrigerated, 4 to 5 days. But if refrigerated, can last as
so. Say for example, now you get this amount of cakes, and obviously you definitely get tired. Now you now start. I'm like, Omo, what thing you want is that? Why is it that guys are underappreciated, and we are the future of tomorrow? I mean, generations to come.
Okay.
Are just within our legs. Yeah, pun intended.
Okay.
No. Being 100 sincere, right? I want to understand why guys. And the funny thing is that girls are actually kind of richer than guys, though. Like, when I mean, girls used to collect money from their senior brother, collect money from their daddy, collect money from their boyfriend. But still yet, because I know that's a very wrong illustration, but yet then, you don't still surprise your guys with cake or your brother.
Some do, actually.
But knock your head.
Some do.
Some will say that. They will place order that. Hello, Fumbi, I'd like to surprise my boyfriend with cake.
Yeah, sure. Okay, the last money cake I told you about was for a guy.
Wait, before we go to that money cake, let's finish our conversation,
okay.
Right? So you are telling me that girls actually, man up. Girls man up and...
Girls up.
There's nothing like... It's just like, first of all, some girls are freaking retarded. And I'm really sorry if you're listening to this and you're a girl. Imagine calling yourself King Fumbi, because I see that a lot.
Yeah.
King Esther. So me, I shall be calling myself Queen Adura.
No, you can call yourself King now. Yeah.
See, but I was having this conversation with my friend yesterday, and she was like, this gender equality that everybody's fighting for is, but I don't want to go into politics, but then you just have to embrace your diversity, because you know a puzzle is perfect when there are two different pieces. Abi, so coming back to our topic, cakes and all, I think that as a lady, if you have any friend that is pretty much special to you and you want to appreciate them on their birthdays, see, in this life, you're already growing up. All this happy birthday that you send you text, happy birthday, you post on your story, it's not ko deba mo. If you wish me happy birthday on my next birthday, I will block your life. Because you cannot just be wishing me, show me love, give me birthday present. It does not necessarily have to be like all that big, but then show that I mean something to you. Unlike just
that, if you do.
Oh wow. So wait, I had my birthday like 4 weeks ago now, and I like to say a large amount of people wish me happy birthday, and a very minute fraction of them actually show that through gifts. Now, so you're saying that the plenty 500, 100 people, or 50 people that wish me happy birthday on their status, you don't rate me. Fuck shit. Ah! Well, it's life, eh? It's life, no just balance. But really, if you do rate people, or you rate a guy as a lady, or guys as well, don't be selfish. You rate a girl, you appreciate them. If it is within your resources to, you know, do that, get a cake. It does not necessarily have to be like a big birthday cake. You could get foil cake. There's this cupcakes that is raining now. Not exactly cupcake, but it's like all this smoothie kind of cake.
Okay.
So, and it's pretty much cheap. Don't worry, Fumbi will sell herself after. You know that all this money is small. She brought cake for me so that I'll come and follow for you people. You must buy cake by first. So let's know what we are doing. Right, so I'm going to the next thing on the agenda. Fumbi mentioned that someone made an order for money cake, and I'm going to literally sit up for this topic, for this, you know, subtopic. Money cake. I'm going to say it with my full chest.
Uncle, calm down.
Calm down, wait. All of you that make requests or you like money cake, at one point, I'm definitely going to regret this, but I'll just say it. All of you are mad. Okay, and I'm not insulting you in any way. I know that sounds like an insult, but then, like, reason this. You're putting a whole nation's currency inside a cake. Think about the chemical implications. That is even the science part too. But you know that, you know, when you're minting money and all of that, there are chemicals and stuff, yeah, like sure. That then you put it inside cake that you eat, and some people will consider that a gesture. If you want to give me money on my birthday, don't do money cake. Send it to my account. God will not shame us. Simple. But what do you think, because I know that you must get others like that a lot, as regards money cake and stuff, how do you see it as a person, not just as a baker?
Okay, I really do not see anything wrong with it, because it's showing love with love.
Ah!
Oh. Cake already is love made edible.
Okay.
So, putting money in it, everybody loves money. Everybody loves to see money. You need to see the joy on people's faces when they are pulling out the money, or when you just see money around your cake. But most people, they film the money. When you're talking about the science or the health, yeah, implications or any everything, okay, most people, okay, like myself, I film the money.
What do you mean by film?
Okay, like put it in a nylon before rolling it, before wrapping it around the cake, or before rolling it inside the cake, to prevent the money from having direct contact with the cake.
Okay, now I get it. You're coming at this from the baker point of view. Now I'm going to come at this from a very political point of view. I'm not all that political because I don't read the news. I hate the news. I don't read newspaper and stuff like that. But then, if you are, you know, I think Nigeria should have some sort of, you know, principle that says if you mismanage our currency, you could be sued. Because even in the abroad, right? I don't exactly. I've not been there, but I think that you cannot just mismanage. You cannot fold a dollar anyhow. You can't. It's only in Nigeria that you see a lot of that are going to give you change. You see 5,000 wrinkles on that currency, and I'm like, I'm sure that there's a law for this. There's something in the constitution that says that you should not mismanage the currency. But then you're not putting it into something. See, what is the highest amount that anybody can put inside one cake? Like, just let's give a range.
Okay, it depends on the
if it's
on the note.
If it is 500.
500. Maybe like 100, 200.
100k.
Yes, it depends on the size of the cake too. Mm. The size matters also. Good.
Now, where you are putting what in the 100k? 100k that used to buy land at Ifo. I feel like calling poor man mentality is your business. 100k that used to buy land at Ifo. You be go and put inside cake. Well, personally, this is my own personal opinion. Some people find it romantic, like Fumbi said. Some people find it, pleasing and very emotional, because I've seen people surprise their moms with stuff like that, and their moms are really much proud of them. Whatever makes you sleep at night, it's fine by you. But personally, I think I'm totally against this money cake issue, and I feel that it needs to be looked into more, not just as a person, but as a government in Nigeria as a whole. Like, if you want to surprise somebody with money, there's creative ways in which you could have, you know, surprises. You could put it in a box, money, put money, lay it down like a, you know, something more other than putting it inside of the cake. Like, come on, would you come off it? What wrong now? What wrong?
Necessary.
No, it's paining me.
I'm spewing nonsense. It's not necessary.
But then this is just my opinion. I know that everybody has opinion that is pretty much unique to them, and I pretty much respect it. But then I think that if you have thought about it, or you are thinking of surprising your babe with this money cake, try and reconsider. Not just reconsider, try to rethink. Look at its implication. If you want to put money, tell the baker to look for a better way to put money or anything other than just putting it inside the cake. But if still you think that is what makes you sleep at night, all well and good. Right? Which leads me to the next thing. Fumbi mentioned health implications. You know, too much of good thing is bad too, if you don't know. If you are licking sugar too much as a guy, you know the vibes. So I like to believe that there is an implication for, you know, having too much cake. And what do you think? What do you think are the implications for eating too much cake?
Okay. Increase in the blood sugar level.
Okay.
Yes.
How do you mean? Because me, I did not speak science.
Okay, a nutritionist.
Okay.
Yes. So too much of cake, like eating too much of cake or sweet things, sugary things, affect the sugar level.
And
might not tell on you now that you're young, but will definitely show up when you grow much older. That's okay. Why we have diabetes, we have hypertension, we have different illness.
Okay. And I'm just going to state the obvious. Not just something that will go up, that will happen in the future, that we don't even know that we even occur because there's corona outside. Nobody knows where this corona is, you know, ending. But then I do hope you're staying safe. Anyways, I think that an immediate implication of eating too much cake is weight gain, right? You know, when you see all this chubby, I'm not body shaming anybody, please don't get me wrong. I feel like there's some people that gain weight as a result of their own carelessness. Like, you could just be naturally big.
Yeah.
It's pretty much like normal. That. You could be naturally big. But when you were small, you did not big. You were very tiny. Secondary school, you were very tiny. It's not when you now have money. They are eating pizza. You are living La Vida Loca. And a couple of, fast forward to months later, you have become like Davido's uncle. Don't know about it. So, I think that in as much as cake is pretty much pleasing to the tongue and the taste buds and all of that, I feel that you know, there's always a limit to something that is good, right? And I'm not going to put a number to how many cake you should eat per day or how many cake you should eat per month. All I'm just saying is that in all, let's be moderate, okay? And then this is just like a side note. You should know that, you know what they call a space cake? You know what they call space cake? Do you know that? Hi guy, the cake that you will eat that will fly you, carry you to space. It's like I think it's marijuana stuff.
It's called a space cake. Okay.
Have you ever baked any of that? Have you baked any of that?
Yes, I did, just once.
How was it?
I think you ate out of it, sir.
Okay, I know. Go why me.
Probably you didn't know.
How?
Yes. Don't worry. That's story for another day.
Okay, if you are like listening to all of this, you obviously know that myself and Fumi have history. I was learning how to bake from my one time. Yes, I can bake. If you don't know, that's one of my hidden secrets. But Sha, me, I hate space cake. Jesus is love. Maybe that's why. So I like to apologize if I've done anything to you in the past. Probably I didn't know what I was doing. but then there's a whole lot of other types of cake, but I'm not going to go into that. So we're just going to round up with two more things and we're done, right? Now, when it comes to cake, there's icing, something called icing, and there's something called fondant, right?
Everything is icing.
Mm-hmm. So I used to be told that eating fondant is not healthy. I don't know how true. You know, fondant is like this very thick. So is it like good to eat fondant?
Well, some people do. But is it good? Personally, I don't.
Is it good to eat it? You know, icing sugar does not have any implication. It's like just sweet. It's sweet now, right? But fondant, is it like healthy? Right? Because you are a nutritionist, so you are the perfect person for this episode. Right? I honestly don't know, because I can't tell that. I don't. It just feels somehow when you are eating like a block. It's just like I'm eating block icing, and it does not exactly go well, right? So I'm going to leave it to Fumbi now. Are fondants good? Is it good to eat fondant?
Yes, it's just like eating sugary things. It's normal and
but
it's good.
As a person, you
it's
don't
not,
like it.
It's not bad. I don't like it. But if I made it myself, I can eat it. Okay. Because this thing goes through a lot of processes. And if you are there when they are making fondant, you won't love to.
Why? What is there?
Not like processes. You know, these things, we are making edible things, and okay. Fondant does not go through any heat process or anything. Again, so the hand, the kneading, everything
is in one person's hand.
Like, you understand now?
For people that used to eat I gave bread, there was one time that I picked out somebody's egg. God of mercy, it's like I gave bread, and I still ate it. Guy, all this dying, I die. I'm gonna just sit die, die last laugh. But basically, as a person, I would choose icing over fondant. Right,
what's icing? Because everything is icing.
The one that you can, you know, pick with your hand, buttercream, not only the one you can pick with your hand and lick it, that you know, you can put on somebody's face. And,
okay,
you know, there's something I'm not going to go into that.
That's spoiled.
No, there's someone actually told me about a fantasy. Is I forgot the name, there's a name they call it. Food something is related to sex, but that's their business. For people that know it, you are my genius.
I said you spoil.
You know the vibes. So lastly, Fumbi, sell yourself and we'll call it a day on this episode.
Okay. I'm Madonna Sweets,
aka like Makanaki Sweets.
And I bake cakes and other pastries, donuts. I make cake parfait. Different things, pies and all. You can follow us on Instagram at Madonna Sweet.
That is spelled M-A-D-O-N-N-A, then sweet. Finish. Right? You see, oh my god, you have food gazing. You have cake gazing, yeah. But then, I just want to say thank you for listening this far. If you did listen, my name is still Abiola Adoragunmi. It has not changed. My Instagram and my Twitter are still the same thing, _IAMOfficialAA. That is _IAMOfficialAA. And back to the collaboration that we've been having so far. Grace Countdown, the music, the vibe section was brought to you by Grace Countdown. You can check out the crowd countdown on AudioMac. There's going to be a link under my episode description. If you're listening from whatever platform, make sure you share, make sure you do the necessary stuff. Come on, let the word get outside that this podcast is cruise. You get that kind of levels. And basically, do those important subs, subscribe, share, like, comment, send a voice message if you're using Anchor, whatever platform you're using. Thank you very much for being here. We appreciate you. I appreciate you, Fumbi. God bless
you. Thank you very much.
And it's time for me to go and eat my cake. I'm not going to call you. Maybe I'll post a picture and you'll see it. Bye for now.
Don't forget to check out previous episodes of this podcast, drop a rating or a review to let others know how amazing this podcast is. Also, kindly subscribe to whichever podcasting platform you're listening from.